Welcome back to another episode of the Who You Know Show podcast, where what you know is important, but who you know can make all the difference in your business, career, relationships, and life. My name is Trevor Houston, and on this show, you'll learn the strategy, grit, and mindset it takes to overcome obstacles so you can level up in your career, recover your cash flow, and live the life of purpose that God intended for you. Don't forget to look at the mic drop moments timestamped in the show notes below. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, make sure to pay it forward, subscribe, and leave an honest review so we can improve. Thanks for listening. My name is Trevor Houston, and please enjoy this episode of the Who You Know Show.
Mary is the Chief Inspiration Officer and does a lot of leadership development and coaching for people in their careers. So first things we want to hear would be how you got started in career coaching.
Thanks for having me on the show, gentlemen. So I got started out of necessity. I had worked at a private school and my position was being eliminated. And let's just say I was 50 and I was freaking out. How am I going to find a job? I hadn't had to look for a job in 20 years. And so I invested in some coaching and I started learning everything I had to do. And it was so different from when I applied for jobs and did a job search 20 years ago. So I created this huge binder with all these tabs of everything I needed to do, color coded the whole thing and got super organized. And it was during all this, I'd actually helped two other people find jobs while they were working at the school. And I decided, my mom was, you guys don't know the backstory. My mom was sick. She had dementia. And I decided not to get a full-time job and to go into coaching so I could spend time with her. Mm-hmm. And so I became the career coach for women, helping them discover their strengths and their talents and get unstuck. So that's really the niche that I go for, is helping women who feel stuck in a career. They went into accounting because they needed to work while their kids were in school and the kids are grown up and they're like, I don't like accounting. Why am I doing this? Right? I mean, life is not a dress rehearsal.
Right.
What is one of the biggest struggles that the people that you're coaching run into? What is it that they have as maybe a hurdle? Is it different for each and every person? Or do you see an underlying theme of what people are struggling with?
So I do see an underlying theme, and I'm going to say that's confidence in themselves. Mm. Number one, they don't have the confidence that they have the skill set for the jobs that they want. And so it's working with them and doing certain exercises that I draw out all of their awesomeness, right? And we write that up, and we use CAR statements or STAR statements. I'm sure you've heard of those, challenge, action, result. And they're so powerful because when my clients write those out, they're like, I had no idea I was saving the company money or I developed all these programs. And then we take all that and we use that in their LinkedIn profile, their resume, and their interview. So I want to say that confidence and being organized. So if you're going to start a job search, you need to get your ducks in a row, right? Whether you're working with a career coach or you're doing it yourself.
Okay.
You know, identify your strengths, identify your weaknesses. You need to know what those are as well. Yeah. Get that resume ready. Get that LinkedIn profile ready. Create a tracking sheet so that when you are applying, you're monitoring the progress. Mm-hmm. And so I want to say, you know, confidence and being organized are the two things that I see that most job seekers need.
Those things that you just said, when we get those things together, it makes us more confident. We feel like, hey, I got a few of the things I need to have in order to go forward. And I got more confidence in what I'm going to go talking to people about.
And to your point, you also have that right in your LinkedIn profile about section where you talk about making sure that people understand what it is that you do and what value you bring. You talk about that, right?
I do. Yeah. You know, don't confuse people with your LinkedIn profile. I work with a lot of people who have a passion project, right? I'm a, let's just go and say that they're a social media manager or a marketing manager, but they also are a yoga instructor on the side. And they confuse people when they put on their LinkedIn profile, their headline, they put both of those things. And I'm like, what are you using LinkedIn for? Is it to grow a yoga business or to get a job as a marketing manager? You need to be clear and concise. So it's really about getting organized and really honing in on what type of job you want, what type of company do you want to work for, and then being really clear in your messaging on LinkedIn.
Now, you have definitely forged your path with a lot of social media engagement, content development, right? Posting content, making sure that you're staying in front of people. How did you get started in that? Like, what was the catalyst that got you onto LinkedIn and, you know, creating? And that's where you got connected with Trevor, I know. So tell us a little bit more about that.
I love LinkedIn. So my journey started when I decided I was going to be this career coach. I knew that I needed to be on social media, and I'm going to be the first to say I didn't do it right. I thought I had to be on every platform. I posted silly things just to make sure I posted daily, right? So I don't teach that strategy now because I've learned by, you know, going to conferences, having mentors and other coaches. You know, it's really about putting out relevant content. And for job seekers, what that means is you want to be seen as the thought leader in your industry. So you want to share articles, you want to share your insights, and you want to share other people's posts and articles. And what I always tell job seekers is you want to comment on other posts as well. You want to get your name out there.
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the things that Trevor teaches as well, is how to work with, whether it's LinkedIn or another platform, the algorithms, right, that are designed to keep you on top of mind, keep you in front of people. And I think that there are a lot of people out there that don't understand that just liking something, right, or maybe just using a hashtag is not the most impactful thing.
Yeah, you have to put some thought into it. So even for job seekers, you need to have a content strategy, right? You don't want to just be posting that it's National Ice Cream Day unless you're looking for a job in the ice cream industry. You want to have a content strategy that matches the type of job that you're trying to go after. If you're in IT, are you sharing IT updates? Are you sharing what your thoughts are on AI?
Yeah.
You know, if you're in marketing, are you sharing how you think marketing is going to transition because of the pandemic? We see more online virtual conferences. You guys talked about yours. So if I was a marketing consultant, I would be talking about how to market online events. And I'd be that's showing that you're relevant to what's going on in the world right now.
And you'll be perceived as a subject matter expert. We like to say in Dallas, we like to say SME. But if SME. You're a subject matter expert, we recruiters, and you know, you will be a subject matter expert if you're spending the time with these things that Mary's talking about. And we recruiters will feel like we need to contact you about the very thing that you're talking about.
What are some of the other ways that you help coach people? Because, again, you know, there's the technical side, the mechanics of a search, right? Making sure that your resume is technically correct and that it is designed to get through whatever systems or get noticed. What are some of the other ways, though, that you help coach people in getting noticed, standing out? Making sure that they are visible.
That's a great question. So I want to say networking is critical to a job search. And I want to say that most job seekers get this one thing wrong. So I'm here today to clear up all the rumors of how much networking you should do and how much applying to jobs. So it's called the 80-20 rule. If you're looking for a job, you should be networking 80% of your time and only applying 20% of the time.
Yeah, I think a big pitfall that people get stuck in. They're sitting in front of their computers.
It's really about being strategic, and that's how I work with my clients. It's all strategy, and it's a numbers game, and job seekers think the more I apply, the more interviews I'll get. Not if you're applying to the wrong companies. And you really are going to get those interviews. It's who you know. Funny, name of your show, but I'm a big proponent of that. It's who you know. And I'd like to say there's no better time than right now to grow your network online. And the reason why is because we're all sitting in front of our computers. And it's normal right now to get requests from strangers. because we're all trying to grow our networks. So take advantage of that, but you do need to have a strategy on how you grow your network as well.
So what are some of the things, I know, you know, regionally, there are nuances that are different in the job markets, certainly different industries, different hiring trends. What are some of the things that you see maybe in your area that might not be more national in scope that people are hiring, certain trends, again, that you see, and maybe some of the tips that you have around that?
Well, I still see a lot of industries hiring in San Diego, with the exception of hospitality and restaurants right now because of the closures. I see banking hiring, and they're pivoting. You know, they're trying to have stronger presence online. And again, it goes back for banking. A lot of that is certifications. Do you have the certifications for to be a compliance officer? I see a lot of middle management being hired. A lot of leadership and talent development, that's not going anywhere. I don't know about your part of the world, but that is still being production and warehouses also. I don't know about you guys over in Texas, but production and warehouse jobs, like warehouse supervisors, I see a ton of those positions over here in California, San Diego, Northern County.
Now, I'm sure that with your experience, right, and with your visibility, you've got clients and folks that you help around the country, maybe around the world. How does that differ in some of the other areas that you're working in?
That's a great question. I do all my work from home. We do everything via Zoom. And it's ironic. I'm in San Diego. 80% of my clients are in the Phoenix, Arizona area.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I get a lot of requests from that. I do work locally with a few people, but I would say 80% of my client base is from Phoenix, Arizona. And here's why I think that happens. Phoenix is booming, right?
It's
growing city. It is a hub. Got the airport there. You've got some big companies over there. And so I think that is why I'm getting so many requests for jobs from job seekers over in Phoenix, Arizona. 80%.
Mary, I have a question. I was just thinking while you guys were talking, we have a number of mothers that stayed home to raise children and they want to get back into the workforce. Do you work with a lot of those type of ladies, professional ladies?
I do work with a few of moms that are like ready to transition back into the workforce, and they have a lot to offer the workforce, but it's all about how we package that up. What are the words that we're using on their resumes and on their LinkedIn profile? And I think that is one of the sectors where I have to help build up their confidence, because they've been stay-at-home moms and they're like, who's going to hire me? And being a stay-at-home mom, let's just put it out there, one of the hardest jobs ever. You're a project manager. You're an event planner. You're a nutritionist. You're a doctor. You're an activity planner. You're an operations manager. It's just, how do we package that up? And before you even get to that, what's your true talent? So that's where I work with women, is what do you really love? What is something that you love to do? And I went through that myself. If I had done the work in my 30s or even my 40s, I would have known then that I'm a trainer. I'm a trainer. I'm a speaker. This is where I shined. I've always done it at my jobs unofficially. I've always been the go-to person. Mary will train us on the Google Calendar. Mary will train us on this new program. I never thought of that as a true talent that I could take to the masses and create a career out of it.
You had mentioned a little bit earlier branding, right? And so I just wanted to talk about that real quick. What are some of the things that you can recommend as far as strategies to help brand yourself?
As job seekers, we need to create a personal brand. And so I'm talking a great headshot. What are the colors that you're going to use in your brand? And what's your statement? What's a quote that means something to you that you can use maybe on your background banner? And then to take it that next level, you know, that's the visual branding. And then you want to brand yourself as that expert, whether you're a leadership expert, maybe you grow culture, maybe that's a side from what you do. Maybe you are a marketing manager, but you're also a culture builder in the teams and the community that you serve. So I really feel like you have to build that overall brand. you need to be prepared now, way before you have an interview. Real life example, someone very close to me had an interview today on the phone. They're casually looking for jobs. They weren't ready with their CAR statements. They weren't ready. They didn't do the research on the company. Like, know that inside and out and have a tracking sheet to keep track of all of that, right, every step of the way. Okay. That's pro tip number one. Pro tip number two is how to message people on LinkedIn. And it's very simple, you guys. Three messages. The first one, you send an initial request to connect and make sure that you personalize it. Don't just hit connect. You've got to send a note with it or I'm not going to connect with you. Number two, once the person accepts it, send a voicemail through LinkedIn. Hey there, Mark. Thanks for accepting my request. I look forward to seeing your post and let me know how I can support you. Stand out by sending a voicemail. Third, you want to take those online relationships offline, set up a phone call or a Zoom meeting just to get to know that person. You're never asking for a job. You're simply trying to grow your network and ask how you can help them.
That's great. What would be the preferred method to get in touch with you?
LinkedIn is the easiest way to connect with me. And if you're ready to move forward, you can send me an email at hello@maryfanebrandt.com. And we can, you know, jump on a phone call and talk about what your path is.
Thanks for listening to the Who You Know Show podcast. My name is Trevor Houston. And if you've enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing wherever you listen and leave us a positive review to help us keep the mics on in the studio. Until next week, that's the show. It's all about Who You Know.